Well, welcome back to the next episode of Three Slow Guys Running Marathons. This time around, it'll just be Doug and myself just kind of talking about one of our favorite marathon associations or organizations, the Rock and Roll Group. So the Rock and Roll Marathon, Half Marathon, they do a number of races throughout the world, throughout the country. So we'll just talk about the few that we've done today and just kind of go over that. So I just personally myself ran the San Jose Rock and Roll, which is at the beginning of October. And but we'll talk in detail about some of the races that Doug's done and then some of the races that I've done over the last few years. So I don't know, Doug, do you want to, anything maybe you want to go over that before we get started on to the other stuff?
No, I mean, I think the one of the things to know is that Rock and Roll is a very good organization that does a lot of these races all over the place. There are a lot of times there's a race associated with a city that may not be labeled Rock and Roll by a lot of the running community, but it actually is put on by the Rock and Roll organization. So one of the things I'll talk about will be like the time I ran the New Orleans Marathon. That was a Rock and Roll event, even though I didn't know it at the time when I signed up for it.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. All right. Well, why don't we kind of just start first, and I'll ask you, Doug, which one was your first Rock and Roll race that you ever did that you remember?
It is very possibly the one that you and I ran together from San Francisco that started off at Ocean Beach.
Yeah, yeah.
And immediately started off with a ridiculous climb through Sea Strand that just wrecked me for the rest of the race.
That was tough.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I remember, I have a lot of memories of that race. One was, that was such an early start. And I remember getting there before you. I remember it was so cold because San Francisco can be very windy that I actually took shelter in one of the porta-johns waiting for you to show up before you get on the bus.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So, yeah. That was I don't know if they have the San Francisco Rock and Roll anymore, Brian.
I don't think it exists anymore.
That's actually another good point about these races is some cities, it's hard to maintain a race. In San Francisco, it's not that there's a lack of running community, but there's just so many other races. In other cities, you'll find that it's just hard to get the number of runners that they look for. So if you find a Rock and Roll race that you like or you want to run, jump on it. Don't wait.
Yeah, yeah. And I really like the Rock and Roll. They're really well organized. Their expos are great. They've got a lot of vendors, and that's actually one of the reasons why I've started running in Brooks, because I think Brooks is a huge sponsor of the Rock and Roll. And I just happened to see them one day, I think during either the San Francisco or the San Jose Rock and Roll as one of their sponsors. And I tried one of their shoes and I actually really liked it since then. Yeah, I think for San Francisco, if I remember correctly, they used to be another race. I think either the US Half or the US Half 2. And then when Rock and Roll was growing, I think they bought out maybe the spring version of that event, and then they rebranded it as the Rock and Roll San Francisco. So yeah, I remember that. I think we met probably somewhere towards what, City Hall-ish area.
Yep.
Do I remember that right? Okay.
Definitely City Hall. So, and I remember, the hardest part of that race, there were two. One was, for me, was the Sea Strand and immediate climb. And then towards the end of it, where you run was just flat and hot, so hot, that it was beautiful because I was running through parts of Chinatown, but it was running in that kind of heat in San Francisco is always tough for me. I don't know, bro. What is your best and worst remembrances of that race from the actual course?
Well, I do remember that the course actually, you did start at Ocean Beach, and it was a really quick climb right away within the first mile. So that was brutal. But I think just overall, that race was just really well done. I think it was the expo, I want to say, was either at one of the piers or maybe at Moscone. I don't remember now. But I thought it was just, and the bands are on the course. So I think we forgot to mention it, because rock and roll obviously is a music theme. So they're always going to have some sort of cover band out there playing some music. So it could be like 70s funk or like 80s rock or some 90s. So I think that's always kind of the fun part of the rock and roll. There's always like a band every like maybe 3 to 4 miles, if I remember on that. So
yeah. I remember in San Francisco there were a lot of music. You were in San Jose recently.
Yeah.
So what was the crowd support like between what you remember from San Francisco and the San Jose race?
So I had done San Jose back in 2013, and I had just started getting into half marathon running. So I thought it was a really good course. It ran through like the suburbs of San Jose. So crowd support, I probably, you know, at some of the bigger intersections, but it wasn't like fully throughout the course, not like, you know, like you would probably expect like at a New York marathon or something like that, or Chicago. But, and I kind of like it that way. Actually, I don't like all the crowds there the whole time. I actually like it more kind of sparsed out and everything. But yeah, San Jose was great. I think the first time I did in 2013, it was a little bit warmer for me. But maybe I've gotten over time, gotten used to it. But the course is generally the same, where it starts kind of near maybe, what is that? Maybe the downtown area. And I don't know the geography too well, but maybe one of the plazas in the parks near the downtown.
It was Market. So San Jose, right by the Fairmont.
Yeah.
So, which makes a lot of races start there. So that makes a lot of sense.
Okay. And you've run that before too, right, Doug? That San Jose?
I have, but I can't remember it specifically because when I lived in San Jose, I ran everything that came around. So it's hard to distinguish that. It's San Francisco, I remember specifically because it was a race I ran. That was earlier on in my running career. The other ones I've run, Vegas, New Orleans, I can remember them. There were specific points in time for me. Yeah. San Jose just kind of blurs just because I lived there.
Yeah. I mean, you do run through San Jose. So you're going through kind of the downtown area, and then you go through, I think, I want to say the Japantown part, and then you're going, you come back up through downtown, and then you run almost, God, it felt like a really nice, rich area of San Jose. And it was like, looked like a mansions or something, but it was really nice and suburban. And then you come back to the downtown area. So, but yeah, I like that course. It's pretty flat. Other than one dip kind of near, the SAP center, where you go under and over underpass. But that's
exactly what I'm talking about.
Yeah,
under the train tracks.
That's it. Yeah. But that's really about it. I think it's a really well done course, and you know, they've got good amenities, good bag check. I think they had a really good beer. I think they tried to have some local breweries there, give you know, your free comp beer afterwards. So yeah, I thought it was great. So Doug, maybe you can kind of tell me about, what was that one you did? New Orleans. I'd love to hear about that one, because I've only been to that city once, but I'd love to hear about like where it starts, where you run through, and maybe some of the ins and outs of that course.
So New Orleans is interesting. I'm pretty sure I remember when you were in New Orleans.
Yeah.
We went there
on a trip maybe 23 years ago. It was in the year 2000. We went on a trip together. Yeah, so
So previously we talked about marathons, and we mentioned that Brian and I ran the Chicago Marathon together a long time ago. So coming off of that training, I kind of wasn't sure I was ever going to run another marathon. But some friends of mine convinced me to run the New Orleans Marathon. I did not know it was a rock and roll marathon at the time. So I signed up for it, and we went out there. And the expo is down off the waterfront. It was great. It left lots of good, you know, rock and roll gear. The thing with the rock and roll is, for most of the races, what you really want is the finisher shirt, specifically for the race you run, because they'll have your name on it. It's one of the unique things about rock and roll, at least the ones that I've run that I like. So I signed up for the full marathon. Now, another thing about rock and roll that I like is that if something goes wrong mid-race, for whatever reason, you know, just mentally have a shutdown, you pull something, what have you, you can, mid-race, just change your distance. So I remember running this full, and I finished the half good time. And I was thinking, you know, I don't really want to run another full right now. I'm just going to turn this into a half and go. And then my stupidity, I guess, would be what I said, just pushed me. Said, nope, can't do that. That would be copping out. So I ran the second part of it and did the full.
Oh, man.
Now, the first half of the New Orleans in a rock and roll is beautiful. Classic New Orleans, you know, all the stuff you see on, you know, the Mardi Gras videos and the race around cemetery. It's beautiful. It's amazing. Second half is through a bit of residential and then on a very, very long out and back to Lane. It is a very boring course. Mm. Now, the first half, I bet you asked Brian about crowd support.
Yeah.
I don't think I've seen as much crowd support on even New York as I did on the first half of the New Orleans. Right, of course. They are out in full, the fire department, police department, fans, you know, people that are doing the rock and roll performances. It was crazy. A lot of cosplayer. I saw Darth Vader in the New Orleans Saints colors. It was an amazing race. The second part, there are good crowd support still. One of the best margarita stands I ever had mid-course was around mile 22. However, it's one of those where if I were to do this again, I doubt I would do the full marathon. I would probably just stick to the half for rock and roll. Now, that said, I've run that race twice. The second time I ran it, I did sign up for the full, remembering everything, got to about mile 12 and decided, you know what, just not feeling it today. Just ran in for the half, got my half stuff, was all good.
Good call. So,
yeah.
Yeah.
I have another question about New Orleans. So can you go over the course again? Where do you start again? And then you said you do an out and back out to where?
So you start about two streets up from the French Quarter it's a little small park with the statue in the middle. I forget what it is, but it's a walk from any of the hotels that you've got on, you know, downtown by the river. And so you basically run through the old part of New Orleans, you know, down by the French Quarter. You turn around, you run back. It's that the part of New Orleans by the river that's by the French Quarter, a lot of old history there, buildings that have been around for a couple hundred years. There's New Orleans with its water level. You know, all the cemeteries are above ground. So you run past a bunch of those. Really nice. There is a 5K, like what they call the Shakeout 5K the day before. Okay. And so you basically run that course again. You extend out a little bit farther, go over a bridge through some of the farther plantation type houses that are out there. So big houses, a lot of them have been converted to either a restaurant or a hotel. You know, the one, Brian, if you remember the hotel that you and I stayed at, run right down that street, Esplanade. And you end up in a park. The marathon course is not a loop. It is a point-to-point course. So you start off in one part of town, run through a lot of classic scenery across the river with some bridges, and then you end up in a different park. If you do the split at that finish line for the half to do the full, it is just, you know, about 6.5 miles out, 6.5 miles back. So it's just an out and back. A few houses, and then just a very long straightaway for probably, I'd say, at least 3 miles. So 6 miles total that's on this straightaway. Not bad if you're with a bunch of people, but if you're looking for some crowd support and some juice and you're lagging behind, it can get on you a bit.
Did you guys get bused to to a certain to the start line? Is that how that worked? Or nope.
You get to the start line your own mechanisms, but you do get bussed from the finish line.
So, oh, I see. Okay.
Yeah. Do you remember from the when San Francisco, we got bussed from the finish line to the start, and then we ran from point to point. This is different. This is you walk or somehow get to the start line, and then they'll take you back when you're done with everything.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
So,
And then tell me about the margarita. You said they had a really good margarita stand. Yeah.
Oh, one of my friends, when she was trying to sell me on the full, just told me that there was this stand that's always there, and they'd run this 8 years running in a row. And sure enough, it was there. And when I got there, I was lagging. I think I did that marathon in about 6 hours on the dot. And so I remember because my headphones died as I was 20 feet from the finish line. But when I got to the margarita stand and I went up, they came up and said, oh, are you Doug? I said, yeah. I said, Linda said that you might be coming, and they had a margarita ready for me. And I was like, okay, that was great.
Oh, man.
So, but I will say that as far as of all the rock and rolls that I've run, New Orleans, particularly the first half, is by far my favorite. So, oh, okay. But I have never run the LA rock and roll. I know you have, Brian. So tell me about that compared to what I told you about New Orleans.
Yeah, I think LA, well, this is another race that doesn't exist anymore either. So I was trying to find it if it's still started, but this one I ran also back in 2013, and it started right near the Staples Center, in that downtown area near USC. You basically, I have to remember my geography of LA, but you run up to, I want to say up to almost like Japantown, and then you come back down again past USC, and you're running through, the South LA area. And then you head back down to, you head back up to, the finish line. So, I think this race was around Halloween. So maybe in the weeks before Halloween. So the costuming there was all about, everyone wore their costumes. So, you know, people dressed up. If I remember, I took a picture with one gentleman who dressed up like, some sort of, Native Central American, chief. But everyone was all dressed up. Not everyone, but I could say half the people were probably dressed up. But you know, that was 10 years ago. So I think, some of the other things that I kind of remember about their race, and although it was really cool to run in that downtown LA area, I think you are running by some parts of like the Skid Row area. So there were some tents of crowds there. I'm sorry, tents of homeless people that kind of lined up on the sides, which you wouldn't normally expect on any sort of race. I think overall it was a good experience. I liked it. The convention center was the downtown LA area, the downtown LA convention center. But it was a good race at the time. And the hotel I stayed at was the Biltmore. I don't know if you ever heard that name before in downtown LA, but it's like a really old hotel. That was probably built, I don't know, in the 20s or 30s, but I'm one who's, who kind of gets creeped out of, you know, staying in something so old and mysterious. So I actually kind of felt like, you know, I was in a haunted hotel or something like that, but, but that was a good place. And, I'd love to, if it ever comes back, if LA, rock and roll ever comes back, I would totally do it again. So I would do that. And they actually also used to have another race up in Pasadena, which I wanted to do, but I don't think that one exists anymore either. it was a cool race in Staples Center. I did take a picture with Magic Johnson. I remember not him personally, but the statue of him, because he was right there. But it was a really cool experience. And this was before, you know, I love the Warriors, as you know, we both love the Warriors. So this is before the Warriors were any good. So I think that was probably the best basketball, you know, I think we could only hope that the Warriors were that good. So I had to take a picture with Magic, which I wouldn't normally do for any other person, unless it was like Michael Jordan or something, any statue. Doug, so I'm actually also curious about the Las Vegas one, because I'd seen that one, and I think it starts, midnight-ish or something, but I'd love to hear about that, because I think you run on the strip, and yeah.
that is so. That race still exists. It, you know, the we so far we talked about San Francisco, which is gone, LA, which is gone, and I think New Orleans is also gone now. So Vegas, it starts off. It's a night race. They have the shakeout race, and I'll run the 5K run. That basically run really a couple blocks around the old strip, you know, it's, you know, Fremont Street, and then you start off with the in the same general kind of area. So you're down a little by the old strip, but you're in a big parking lot, and you run out, you run around, you pass through the old strip, you pass through the neon sign graveyard, you know, all the old signs that were from old Las Vegas, a good amount of history. You go down part of the strip, or the part by the airport, to the Carroll Shelby Museum, turn around, come back. So that sign that you've seen that says, you know, Las Vegas, that everyone wants to get a picture at, you can stop and you pass it running on both sides of it, so you can stop and get a picture. They have professional photographers there. I got personal pictures as well as professional pictures. And then you run the strip. You run at night, and if you're super, super fast, you'll start at dusk. You'll finish before it gets dark. However, there is so much alcohol on the course.
Oh my gosh.
It is ridiculous. And it almost becomes one of those races that you don't really run it for time, you run it for the experience. So that's what we ended up doing. So we ended up just having a lot of fun. You know, we ran with a lot of our friends. We made a point of finishing at night. So it was dark, but you run down the strip, it's so well lit, it's almost brighter than the sun. And I remember that one. I'm a very big Disney fan, as Brian, you know. And the cover band that was doing covers was playing one of the songs from Moana. My wife is a big Disney fan, and a friend of hers that we were running with is as well. And so we just start screaming the song out. So we're singing, we're dancing, coming down the end of the strip, you know, all giddy, feeling great, cross the finish line, and it was awesome. I highly recommend that race to anybody who wants to run Vegas and wants to run the strip and wants to check that off of their bucket list. When you finish the race, every restaurant in Las Vegas around the strip will be booked. You cannot walk into any place, no matter how open you thought it was, it will be booked. This is what we found out the hard way. Most of my friends ended up grabbing street food. We ended up going back to our hotel room and doing an Uber Eats from someplace fairly far away. It was, that race is very popular.
So I'm assuming this is like, what, 2 or 3 in the morning, right? Like when you're trying to order food?
No, I think we started at, I want to say 7.
Oh, okay. I thought it was a midnight race. Why did I think it was a midnight race? Okay.
No, it's not a midnight race. No, no. You start at dusk. So there's still, when you start, it sun's down, but, you know, it's gone, but there's still a little bit of light left. But it gets dark within the first 30, 45 minutes.
And this is in, what, November-ish?
February.
Oh, February. Okay, okay.
So it's February.
Yeah, all right.
Yep.
I get it.
And then, it's great because Vegas has so much else to offer. We went and did a whole bunch of stuff. I don't like to gamble so much, and there was tons of things to do whilst we're running the strip. Definitely highly recommend that race.
So I got two questions for you. First of all, the weather. Like, I'm assuming in February it's still pretty cold out there.
It was cool to run in. It was warm during the day, but not hot. So you could get away with shorts and a t-shirt and a windbreaker and you'd be fine.
Okay. Then what about like the hotel? Was your hotel on the strip, so it made it easily walkable?
So I chose one just a little bit away because knowing I don't like hotels that are immediately at the finish line, because people tend to linger and they get the free beers, and in Vegas they're also gonna get a lot more alcohol and it's loud. And there are some times where after a race I just want to go and shower and rest, and if there's 10,000 people screaming and partying, it's hard to do. So I opted to pick a hotel that was by where the Raiders play right now, Field. Mm-hmm. So it was a little farther down. The hotel itself, I believe, is no longer there, and I just ran this last year. But that's Vegas. The hotels change so fast, I can't keep up with it. But I did not have a problem getting a hotel room. I remember that. Vegas have never had a problem with hotel rooms, but getting some kind of reservation for food, definitely a problem.
Okay. So you're running on, I'm trying to remember the geography of the strip. So the place where the Raiders played near Mandalay Bay is towards the, is that towards the southern side of the strip?
I don't know north versus south, so I'll go airport is one side.
Yeah.
The Stratosphere is the other.
Yeah.
Past the Stratosphere is the old strip. You start closer to the airport side, hit the strip, run out past the Las Vegas sign to the Shelby Museum, turn around, come back on the strip, get off about halfway through the strip, turn right, go through some off-strip stuff that I don't really know, make a couple turns, go by the neon site graveyard, and then you're going to pass the old strip, Fremont Street, on your right-hand side as you're coming into the finish, which is on the main part of the strip, right about, I believe it was by the Aria.
That's just cool.
Past Monte Carlo.
Yeah, so near the Caesars and kind of that corner. Yep. Yeah, okay.
Yep.
Nice, okay.
So, yeah, definitely a great race. I will say, though, not the most well-lit all the time. So there are parts of Vegas, you mentioned, Skid Row. There are parts of the course that weren't as well-lit, and that a couple of my friends got offered some drugs and some other things, so...
Yeah,
a little sketchy. So I recommend that race. If you're not super fast and you're not a bigger guy like I am, run with friends.
Yeah, I know that route from the strip to the old Las Vegas. There's it's kind of dark in a lot of spots, and there's like cheap motels and pawn shops kind of along the way. So
okay. Yeah, you do run. Actually, I think you do run by Gold and Silver Pawn, whatever the Pawn Star shop is.
So okay.
A lot of the runners stopped and got pictures in front of it, and some people tried to buy something.
Ah, nice. Okay, so kind of as you wrap this up, we've kind of talked about some of the races that we've done, some that don't exist anymore, and then I was looking on the site, Doug. So Las Vegas still exists, San Jose still exists. But maybe we can kind of talk about like maybe a rock and roll race you'd want to do in the future. So our buddy Tim, who's not here today, did the Rock and Roll Washington, D.C. one, which is, I think, in March. But they've also looks like they still have San Diego, Madrid, Nashville.
Yeah. Nashville's the one I would want to run. Nashville's a city known for music. And I just feel that to run that kind of race in that environment would be probably a good combo.
Yeah. Our friend Annabelle, I think she told me she ran that one before. So
I think you're right. Actually, I think she did run it.
I'd love to take that. I'd love to probably see that one. They also have San Antonio. There's one in Manila in the Philippines. But
I'll leave that one for you, buddy.
That one's super hot. I don't even know why. Like, that's like 90 degree weather. So that's not, I'd love to do the one in Washington, D.C. That one would be cool.
DC, I'm going to say for the Marine Corps. I will check that one off my bucket list. I was going to run that next week, but unfortunately, I will not.
Hmm.
But yeah, no, I'm looking at this Manila. I just don't see this one being on my list ever.
Yeah. It's not on. Maybe if I ever one day went ahead. Do one there in Asia, I might consider it, but I think I'd rather try to do Tokyo first if I can get into that race. Okay. Really quick. I think we forgot to talk about this, but like the swag you would get at Vegas. Well, maybe you can tell me about that really quick.
Vegas swag, it's the same as everywhere else. I wouldn't be... So let me spin it up for you. For the rock and roll, let's pick the best piece of swag you got from each of the races you've run. I do not remember what I got from San Francisco, and I can't count what I've got from San Jose, but I will say from New Orleans, that shirt I told you where my name was on the shirt as a finisher for the marathon,
yeah.
I still have that shirt. I love that shirt. And then it's also on a jacket that I've got.
Nice.
From Vegas, I have a pair of Gooder sunglasses that was made specifically for the race. So Gooder, they sponsor a lot of races. And in fact, they had a pair of sunglasses made just for that race. So I bought a pair for me and for my wife. Those two probably the best swag I've gotten from a rock and roll. How about you, Brad?
Nice. Let's see. I don't have any Gooders, although I probably now look for some next time I run one. But the shirts were pretty good. I did San Francisco for about 5 years, and I think, honestly, I probably kept only one of those race shirts, maybe one or two of those. San Jose one, I think all the shirts always seem to have some sort of really good logo, and they kind of base it off the kind of the region. So... an example would be, I remember, I don't know if you remember this one, Doug, but San Francisco, they had this gray looking shirt that was themed very closely to the Warriors. Remember when they had their black jerseys, their black gray jerseys. So it looked just like the logo of the Warriors logo, but in black and gray during like the 2015, 2016 season. So that's one shirt actually I still keep and I like running in. Just because it kind of has that link to the Warriors, and I think the way they did it. But yeah, it's pretty cool. I really like them, and you know, I will sign up for San Jose again when it comes around. I think I always do that one with Missy because it's actually right in her neighborhood, so she always asks me to come down for that. So I'll probably do it again. But in terms of another race, I myself, either Washington, D.C., San Diego, because I love San Diego, or maybe the Nashville one. Those are kind of the top of my list.
Nashville is April 27, 28 next year. So maybe that's the one we target.
Yeah. Yeah. So, we'll have to take a look. Okay.
Yep. All right.
Well, thanks for talking the rock and roll running series with us, Doug, with me, Doug. So I appreciate it. And we'll have to regroup again and talk about our next races coming up. I think our next probably podcast is probably going to be maybe talking to Jake as we get him ready for the turkey trots.
I am looking forward to.
All right, cool. All right, my friend, we will talk soon.
All right.